solar aspects. Backcountry rule. In the springtime, avoid south-facing slopes. If you need to travel across or under them, do it early in the morning before the sun comes up, or late in the evening when the sun is gone and the snow has had a chance to cool down. When the sun is strong during our springtime months, it is shocking how quickly it can break down our snowpack and create unstable conditions. I'm talking like less than an hour, you could see a drastic change in the snowpack from the sun. Plus, the riding is going to be terrible on south-facing slopes in the spring, so best to just avoid them. Immediate sun effect. In the early season months, such as December and January, the sun doesn't have much strength behind it. As we move into February, March, and April, the sun certainly packs a punch. Slopes getting direct sun will result in the snowpack weakening, and we can see wet loose avalanches or wet slab avalanches. Our wet slab avalanches will either fail on a weak layer or when our snowpack becomes isothermal, which means the entire snowpack is 0 degrees, we can see these monsters slide right to the ground. Wet aspects. So early in the winter, the sun mostly affects south and west facing slopes. As we get later on in the season, east aspects will see sun effect in the morning, and west-facing slopes will hit it in the afternoon. Our south-facing slopes will heat up quickly later in the year. It's best to go for the avoidance tactic during these warm-ups. Signs that things are heating up. So pinwheeling, when we see little balls of snow rolling down the surface, pictured above. No snow in the trees, so we start to look around, the snow's falling out of the trees, or maybe it's already all fallen out. When the snow is wet, we can make a solid snowball, and we may even be able to squeeze water out of it. Even if the temperature is below zero, we can see our snowpack heat up from direct sunlight and start to weaken. Long-term effects. Long-term sun effects can result in a sun crust. When the temperature drops at night, we typically see our surfaces refreeze, and if a storm rolls in, we could be dealing with a buried sun crust. Check out the photo below for a February sun crust that was found on a south-facing slope.